Very disappointed. It was on the cards for a while when this new tour got arranged to Sri Lanka, and because Syed plays in all formats, wonderful cricketer he is, then it means that he, of all people, will be playing a full part of that tour, which obviously means that he's going to miss out with us. So, big disappointment, but we'll look for a replacement.
Mm. We were saying the other day, there's one or two that have come. Syed wasn't in the test side when he came to Worcester, was he? There's one or two that have done that. I think Zahir Khan was head of the Indian team. You've got these people back bowling back into form almost.
I'm not sure about Syed. I think Syed was in the test team, but certainly Zahir Khan. I do try and get players that have got a point to prove. You know, you look at Phil Hughes's selection for us, and people raised eyebrows, a few people, because he's obviously lacked a little bit of form, and he lost his place in the test side. But to me, that means he'll be very, very hungry and point to prove going into when he does get here for Worcestershire.
Mm. What do you know? Do you know any more about his arrival date as yet?
Hughesy, yeah. It'll be the back end of May. We've not got a definite date, but it'll be round about then. It'll be round about the sort of 24th, something like that, of May. But that's give or take a few days either way. But fingers crossed, he'll be back and available for the game. We play Middlesex in the one day, so you can work that one out. I'm not sure exactly what date it is. They're all coming to one, really. All the seasons, to me, I take it one game at a time and try not to look too far ahead because there's so many games.
Talking about Phil Hughes, if he's not back, well, Michael Klinger, have you got an open-ended deal with him? Will he stay for as long as you want him?
Well, Mike's here for 8 weeks, and we've chatted about, you know, possibilities should anything happen, and we want somebody else to, well, we want somebody to replace Phil. The A-Tour's one possibility if that does happen. But at the moment, it's very clear and simple that Mike's with us for 8 weeks. That's all at the moment. And it leaves us with a void to fill, Syed not being here for the 2020s. The type of cricketer that we'd look for is it's not so much, everybody looks at Syed as a spinner. Of course, he's a spinner and he's a brilliant spinner. But if you look at 2020 cricket, he bowls one over in the power play at the start and three at the death. And he's magnificent at doing those two difficult times to bowl. That's when we maximise him and utilise him. That's when Pakistan tend to use him. And I certainly think that we would have done that this year. So therefore, in our makeup, potentially that's what we'll want to try and fill, which is a guy to bowl one in the power plays or two, and two or three at the end of the innings. So it doesn't have to be a spinner. The reason he could do it was he's practically the world's best spinner at the moment. And he could do any stage of bowling really well in 20-over cricket, but that's the type of cricketer we're looking for. It'll be difficult to fill, and at the moment we sort of got nothing concrete.
See, Kemar Roach has got a few wickets for the West Indies. Is he on the horizon at all?
Well, Kemar, this is the other problem. West Indies are touring England. They've got a full quarter of games in all formats. They play Test matches, One Day games, and 20-over games. So it's going to be very difficult to pinpoint any cricketers. You know, you look at South Africa go to Zimbabwe for five 2020s. You've got India don't seem to be available. You've got Sri Lanka playing Pakistan. It's just really New Zealand, I think, are going to the West Indies as well straight away after. So it's just really awkward to try and find the right type of player to play for us. And added to that, it's not as though you can bring a real youngster because we've got problems with work permits. You've got to have played so many games internationally to gain a work permit. So if you haven't got, as Mike Klinger's got, a Hungarian passport, then it's difficult to get in the country as well. So you can see all the problems that we have. And thinking back to when we did sign Syed and we were so relieved and over the moon to get him back. But you know, now we're left in limbo and we've got to try and sort something out.
Mm. Chance for Shaq Chowdhury, maybe?
Well,
in today?
Yeah, I think Shaq Chowdhury and Brett D'Oliveira could well get some good games in 20-over cricket in the 2020 period. So I think that's quite exciting. They're both our lads and, you know, we're never frightened of giving people a go. Shaq's really improved his bowling in the winter, or he seems to have done in his early season form, and we're optimistic that that will carry on. And Brett's a talented fielder, bowls leg spin, googly, bats quite nicely down the order, so you can see how he'd give you